Kubrick took one half of the tablet and died. So we named this legislation in honor of him, and what it does is force social media companies like Snapchat, Facebook, Google, whoever it is, if they see this trafficking going online, this drug trafficking going online, to reach out to authorities. Very, very simple. They know it. They can tell when this is going on, and I need them to cooperate with police and shut down the social and drugs online.
Good America Network News.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Kansas Turnpike Authority has announced that they are asking for drivers' input who may use the turnpike on a regular basis for their feedback in their annual customer satisfaction survey. KAKE News reports that the Kansas Turnpike Authority is asking anyone who uses the turnpike to make their voice heard, as they say they set that as the guideline for their future projects that include things like electric vehicle charging stations, cashless tolling, and bridge clearance. In a statement from Steve Hewitt, the KTA's CEO, he said, quote, KTA has a legacy of prioritizing customer experience, and we're committed to continue that. The feedback collected in our annual survey helps provide direction to future projects. That's why we encourage all travelers to participate in the survey. According to the KTA, the survey is open now until September 30th. And to participate, you can go to the KTA's website. And they say that everyone who participates will be entered into a drawing for one of six different $50 Amazon gift card winnings. The KTA does say that they are planning major projects in the near future for the highways to make it more efficient for drivers. At American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The organization known as Support Our Schools has officially submitted petitions to the Secretary of State's office in favor of putting Nebraska's school choice issue on the state ballot for the next election. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that overall they submitted more than 117,000 petitions that were signed by registered Nebraska voters, well above the initial goal of 90,000 signatures. The goal, they say, is to try to oppose tax credits going into private schools across the state, saying that there are new lacks of transparency and accountability for private schools, and say public schools must accept all students while private schools are allowed to pick and choose who they admit. Organizers of the group, along with the Nebraska State Education Association, said they should have reached for 200,000 signatures, in which case the law would have been suspended in the state, as opposed to putting it on the ballot for the voters. As they say, they are looking to repeal the voucher program from Legislative Bill 753 that was passed by the legislature. Mid-America Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9.
Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000.
More entertainment,
more attractions,
and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Concern expressed at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting with a significant increase in trash hauling and disposal rates and changes in how minimum tonnage is determined. Public Works will gather additional information as the board plans for the future. In efforts to increase recycling, Temps Disposal has added a second drop-off container in Marysville on North 20th Street at Hedstrom Hall and now accepts office paper, newspaper, and magazines with additional space for cardboard and other recyclables. The site's open 24/7. The Bednar Bridge in Oquito Township was discussed. Public Works will get a concrete plan in place and bring back for approval. County Councilor will review the updated maintenance and construction agreement with Gage County. Marshall County Partnership for Growth, Marysville Chamber and Main Street would like to expand the historical district in Marysville to open opportunities for housing incentives to include grants and historical tax credits. First step is a survey at a cost of $15,000. City has agreed to pay $5,000, and the representatives were asking Marshall County to contribute the additional $10,000. The plan is to apply for grants to upper-floor living in the downtown historic district. The board discussed contributing the money, felt it was best made as a decision with all three commissioners present, and will discuss at their next meeting. Emergency management advised, Marshall County has been designated in the state and federal drought designation due to excessive heat and dry weather. Qualifying allows for FSA and ASCS assistance for crop and livestock. Next meeting, Tuesday, September 5th, Marshall County Courthouse closed Monday in observance of Labor Day. Washington County Commissioners approved a financing bid for a new motor grader. Board approved a resolution declaring a road in Hanover Township minimum maintenance. And the sheriff talked to commissioners about a new job description for administrator with different base pays. Nemahal County Commissioners met in special session Thursday to discuss effective date of a new health insurance policy for county employees and to discuss hiring of non-elected personnel. Commissioners will not meet Monday, Labor Day, and are moving the meeting to Friday, September 8th. Commissioners will not meet Monday, September 11th due to a scheduling conflict. That next meeting was scheduled Monday, September 18th. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed how the board handles appointments to Planning and Zoning Commission, noting that if a member volunteers to be reappointed for another term, supervisors have made the reappointment, as finding members willing to serve in the past has been difficult. This process can be discussed or changed at any time. Derek Damro was reappointed to another term on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Engage presented their quarterly report, which highlights their strategic goals of expanding business and industry, building business relationships, and growing a youth engagement and talent advancement initiative. Through business surveys, they found labor attraction is the biggest challenge businesses face as a result of a lack of housing and child care. Work on connecting young professionals, addressing child care issues, and workforce retention are being targeted. October 5th, National Manufacturing Day, will include involving high school students, visiting local businesses to learn production processes and other opportunities available. Palmer's annual Labor Day celebration continues Monday with a craft show at the Palmer Firehouse from 8 to 1. Park your tractor show from 9 to 1. Trap shoot begins at 8:30. Bounce houses operate from 9 till noon with a car show from 9 to 1. They'll have bingo from 10 to 11 at the Palmer Cafe. Kids fishing games begin at 10. The quarter carnival at Palmer Lumber runs 10:30 till 12:30. Bike races and a water balloon toss at 11. Homemade lunch at the Palmer Cafe. The parade begins Monday at 1:30 as the Palmer Labor Day celebration continues Monday.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO, vets, and disabilities welcome.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Give any room a fresh look with Mohawk Flooring. Mohawk Tile features ceramic, porcelain, and mosaic tiles to fit any decor. Clean Protect Point Park floor and wall tiles protect against bacteria. Just $159 each after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through August 27th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Slightly cooler as we head into Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Even cooler on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And staying clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Still staying sunny on Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. Then partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. These temperatures will continue as we head into Friday and the weekend. Sunny on Friday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s, and partly cloudy Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Record high on this date, 107. The average low, 62, and the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 7:59. Sunrise in the morning at 6:56.
Down goes number one at the U.S. Open. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. There'll be a new women's champion at the U.S. Open this year after defending champion and world number one Iga Swiatek was shocked by number 20 Yelena Ostapenko.
Game, set, match.
A spectacular upset.
2 sets to 1.
A huge victory for Yelena Ostapenko. She takes out the world number one, the defending champion, Iga Swiatek.
The final call on ESPN. The loss also signals Swiatek's drop from the world's number one ranking to Aryna Sabalenka. Ostapenko speaking post-win.
I was just fighting until the very last point. Even first set, I think she played really well, but I was rushing a little bit, many mistakes. But in second and third set, I think I started to step more into the court and I was serving better.
Ostapenko to tangle next with number 6 American Coco Gauff on Tuesday. To college football, the 8th-ranked Florida State Seminoles drew a tough matchup to kick off their season hosting LSU. But Jordan Travis and the Noles came to play, with Travis connecting with new receiver Keon Coleman for a trio of TDs.
Tiger showing pressure, second and goal from the 7. Travis lofts it, looking for Coleman, goes up, he's got it! It's a hat trick for number 4! Touchdown, Florida State!
Jeff Culhane with the call on Learfield. Travis threw for 342 yards and 3 TDs. Johnson had 122 yards receiving. Florida State hammered LSU 45-17. To baseball, the Yankees looking for their first series sweep of the Astros in a decade. Yankees star prospect Jason Dominguez continues to live up to the hype.
Swinging a ball, crushed. Right field hook in toward the corner. And Dominguez, home run for the Yankees.
The call on ESPN. Yankees win 6-1 in Houston. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grain's 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grain's Breads, baking our best for you.
Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. On this Monday, September the 4th, I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's Dan O'Brien with Kansas State University talking about the grain markets here of late.
We've had information that had come in earlier from a crop tour that gave a lower than expected numbers for production. And since then, the market had taken that in stride and has drifted lower. So it's just an interesting time. And so where we've ended up was with the December contract at about 479, which is as low as it's been for a while. And that was down 1 1/3 quarters. Most of the action happened earlier in the week. November soybeans at 1368, down 18 cents. And the December Kansas City hard red winter wheat contract at 727 and a quarter. And that's as low as it's been for a while, too. When you look back at futures charts, I think you find different times of the year when, as we come out of having reconciled the uncertainty of the size of a crop, that will tend to drift lower heading off into September. So in most years, we're beyond the time when we're really worried about the crop. Now, this year, with heat that's come in, and Chip Redmond, our colleague, will talk about you, and he will talk about that. So we're in a situation where we could still have tangible impact upon the crop, and the futures are reflecting that. I think that when you look year after year at the history of corn and soybeans, we have had a pattern of volatility coming during May, June, and sometimes into July and August. If anything, this year we've had almost two rounds of that. And this year, especially for corn and soybeans, you really see that. We're highly volatile in May, June, and July.
And that's your ag news on this Monday.
Fall harvest and Husker harvest days are right around the corner. But Abilene Machine wants to save you money today. Order by phone or online through September 15th and choose either a 10% discount or free ground shipping on new and remanufactured ag replacement parts.
Some exclusions apply.
Call Abilene Machine at 1-800-255-0337 or shop online at abilenemachine.com and provide code HHD2023. You can also visit Abilene Machine at 29 Main during Husker harvest days.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristand 455 TQ Alfalfa is a Roundup-ready alfalfa with a good winter hardiness and averages 4 to 5 cuttings a season. Check out Ameristand 455 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Volunteer wheat can create many disease issues for producers as it serves as a green bridge. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Unfray reviews the concerns that the unintended wheat creates and what diseases it can carry with it.
As a reminder, we're actually thinking not just about one virus, but a suite of viruses. We have wheat streak mosaic virus, we have triticum mosaic virus, a virus that we call wheat mosaic virus or sometimes high plains disease, and a few others like brome mosaic virus, for example. And they're all vectored by that very tiny wheat curl mite that's almost impossible to see with your eye. But that curl mite survives and feeds on living tissue. It stays alive and reproduces well when we have warm conditions at the end of the season. And when our plants dry down and we harvest, that tiny curl mite is looking for somewhere to go, right? So it's usually looking for ditches and some grasses, but it really likes to survive on volunteer wheat. So if we have wheat that we lost during harvest or due to hail, that wheat can emerge and serve as kind of a bridge until the crop is planted in the fall. And then that curl mite will move to that emerged crop and can infect that emerged crop with wheat streak mosaic. So that's why we're really concerned about the green bridge, right? That period where we have that volunteer out in the field, and we're really concerned about managing that this time of the year.
Mites are one of the concerns with this unwanted wheat, and Onofre shares how they could be managed.
So those mites, they have a really short lifespan. They only survive about 10 days. They go through their whole life and that's it. So really, if you can get that volunteer controlled really within 2 weeks to make sure you're safe of planting, we know that we can kill off that mite population, right? You want to be 2 weeks and you want to have volunteer controlled within a pretty good distance of where you're planting your fall crop.
She says what producers can do if they suspect there's a disease in their field.
This fall timing, if you do see those classic symptoms of wheat streak mosaic or early in the fall, it is good to get a test at that point. That can kind of indicate how severe the yield loss could be that you expect. So if we do have fall infections, typically we do expect larger yield losses. So, you know, you can always send us a sample and get that tested proactively even through the fall and especially in the spring as we see those symptoms pop up.
That was K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre with information about volunteer wheat and how it serves as a carrier for diseases and insects from one season to the next. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Cattle sales on Mondays at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. For their sales schedule, early consignments, and additional information, find them online at Beatrice77Livestock.com. Give them a call if you have early consignments or additional questions at 402-223-3571. Again, Beatrice77Livestock.com with early consignment listings and additional information online.
Fondly remembered for some and a brutal dose of reality for others. We take a Labor Day look at first jobs on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 4th, the 247th day of the year. Radio legend Paul Harvey was born on this day. From the Everybody's Gotta Start Somewhere department, here is a Labor Day look at some famous first jobs. Warren Beatty paid the bills working as an exterminator. Fellow actor Christopher Walken tamed lions at the circus. Before hitting it big, rock musicians needed to hedge their bets. Mick Jagger was an ice cream salesman. Bandmate Keith Richards was a ball boy at a tennis club. And Rod Stewart killed time as a grave digger. Computer tycoon Michael Dell cleaned up a dishwasher for a Chinese restaurant. And before joining the military, General Colin Powell sold baby furniture. Very diplomatically, we imagine. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy today with a high of 97. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 75. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 93. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Week number one of college football across the nation is officially done, and it was a dominant victory for week number one for the Kansas State Wildcats as they took over Southeast at Missouri State.
Howard pulls it out of the belly of Ward. Now he's going to take that deep shot in the end zone. Jaden Jackson, touchdown.
That was the first touchdown of the night for the Wildcats just minutes into the first quarter as they ended up scoring one touchdown in the first quarter, but finishing the game with a shutout 45-0 over Missouri State. Kansas State finished off the game moving a total of, Kansas State finished off the game moving a total of 588 total yards for the game with 360 passing yards and 228 rushing yards with 28 first downs throughout the game and only one interception thrown. Kansas State back in action again next weekend on Saturday with a midday kickoff at 11 a.m. against Troy. The Wildcats are starting off the season ranked at number 16 nationwide. Mid-America Network Sports. Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
It was a strong week number one for the Kansas Jayhawks as well, as they were at home in Manhattan taking on Missouri State, winning their first game of the season 48-17. It was a close start with the first half of finishing off with the Jayhawks only 3 points up over the Bears, becoming in strong in the second half of the game, putting 10 points on the board for quarter number three and 21 points in the fourth quarter. Overall, quarterback Jason Bean ended up going 22-28 in passing with a total of 276 yards and two touchdowns. Devin Neal finished off the game with 13 carries at 94 yards under the belt and one touchdown, with Lawrence Arnold putting four receptions on the board with 77 total yards. The Jayhawks in total put 521 yards on the board overall with 276 passing yards and 245 rushing yards throughout the game. The Jayhawks now go into week number two of college football with another Friday evening game with kickoff this Friday at 6:30 as they're at home again in Manhattan to take on Illinois. By week three, it's a nighttime game as they head on the road to Nevada. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football action Friday in the North Central Kansas League. Abilene stopped Marysville 28-14. Clay Sutter held off Wamego 19-7, and Chapman edged Concordia 14-13. Twin Valley League 11-man action. Centralia edges Valley Heights 18-16. Wamuncie over Troy 46-28. McLeod topped Onega 30-26. TVL 8-man action Friday. Hanover falls to Clifton Clyde, 50-8. Frankfort beat Chase County, 38-20. Axtell beat Keir Paravel 60-44. Washington County over Donovan West 46-0. Lynn falls to Lakeside 70-56. And Blue Valley Randolph over St. Paul 40-30.
Marysville Bulldogs fall to the Abilene Cowboys Friday night 28-14 in their season opener under second-year head coach Tony Trimble. Bulldogs got on the board first by a five-yard touchdown run by Will O'Todd in the first quarter, leading 6-6 after the extra point was no good. Dawson Tenbrook had a game for the Cowboys at quarterback as he found Brax Fisher for a 21-yard touchdown pass with 8:41 left to play in the second quarter to bring our score tied at sixes. Extra point was good. Abilene leads. Abilene then scored a five-yard touchdown run with 1:24 left before half. Zach Miller was able to get that touchdown, giving the Cowboys a 6-14 lead at half. Coming out of halftime, Abilene got the ball first, and right away they scored with 8:19 left to play in the third quarter. Timber found Tayson Ferguson for a five-yard touchdown pass, Cowboys leading 21-6. Moments later, Will O'Todd answered back with a touchdown for the Bulldogs. A four-yard touchdown run along with the two-point conversion pulled it to within a score, 21-14. But 27 seconds later, a 78-yard touchdown run by Zach Miller put the Cowboys up for good 28-14. Marysville loses in their first contest of the year against Abilene 28-14 before the Bulldogs go on the road to face Walmigo next Friday night. That game can be heard live on KNDY. Reporting for KNDY, this has been Max Blasty.
KNDY.
Anyone who isn't me tonight, Kenny Rogers and Dottie West in the news. A man in Georgia was arrested for stealing a whole neighbor's porch from the front yard. The whole porch. The house had been removed from the lot, but the property owner says the porch was not up for grabs. And an airlines pilot attacked a parking gate at the Denver airport with an axe, but he warned passengers beforehand that conditions were choppy.
Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM. KNDY.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a month